Thanks for joining me on iHeartRadio and the Tech of Sports this week. And on deck, we have baseball season ready to go. Spring training wrapping up right now, and the season's going to start. And I guess everyone's happy we're going to be having a season. And no better person to get the baseball season rolling with than Zach Hample. He's kind of a one-man promotion machine, foul ball catcher he's known for, TV appearances, and great on social media. And Zach, thanks for coming on to launch the new MLB season.
It is a pleasure to be with you. But listen, I have to give myself more credit than you gave me. I'm also known as a home run ball catcher as well. Just want to put that out there.
Exactly. We're going to get to that. We're going to get to that. No worries. And how exciting are you that the lockout was lifted? Spring training's in full session. I know you've been out at games. It should be a pretty good year.
It's just a tremendous thing to have baseball back. I mean, the country needs it with this pandemic and all the troubles of the world. We need distraction. So it's a good thing that people are going to have that, be able to get out to the ballpark. Yeah, I was at spring training on the Gulf Coast, the west coast of Florida, the Grapefruit League. I was there for 4 days and filmed 6 videos, rolling those out on my YouTube channel, getting ready for opening day. It's going to be a huge season for me. I cannot wait.
Yeah, we'll put all the links in the show notes to the YouTube, to the social media, Instagram. And yeah, I know you've been out there. And you know, as the season gets started here, the fans, just like the players have a spring training and have to get back in the flow, the fans do as well. As far as fall ball and home run catching, you're the king. I know you have your tips online, but just give maybe the listener here, a father and son that are listening, maybe some tips if somebody's ever dreamed of catching a ball at a game.
I've snagged more than 11,000 baseballs at Major League stadiums going back to 1990. So I know a thing or two. And really the biggest thing is to bring your glove. It doesn't matter how old you are. It's fun. Do it. And I would suggest showing up early for batting practice. You know, that there are fewer fans and fewer rules from security, and the players are more chill before the game. So lots of baseballs to be caught. And whether it's before the game or during the game, try to give yourself some room to run. If you're trapped in the middle of a crowded row of fans, the ball would have to be hit right to you. And even if it is, there might be some 6'10" guy sitting right in front of you who will jump up and catch it or knock it down. So look for an empty row, the standing room, the walkways, the tunnels. You can't do that at every stadium, but some places are built in such a way that you really can move around. So that's what I would suggest.
Yeah, we're with Zach Hample, zachhample.com. And for batting practice, Zach, is there a specific place in the stadium that is hotter than others? You know, left field somewhere, center field, down by the railing? What do you think?
If you want to get a toss-up, it's usually better to be down in front, closer to the field. But if you want to catch a batted ball, I would say get out of the front row, because that's always the most crowded place. So if you're in the outfield, stay 10 rows back. Stay 20 rows back if it's a hitter-friendly ballpark and the dimensions aren't too big. These guys can really crush it. And, of course, with baseballs being kind of juiced in recent seasons, they'll reach you. So look for the number of righties and lefties in each batting practice group, or count up the number of righties and lefties during the game in the starting lineups. Most home runs are pulled, so righties are going to hit them to left field. Lefties will usually pull home runs to right. But, of course, anybody can hit one anywhere. So you can choose your side of the stadium accordingly. And it's just fun to think like a manager and see who's pitching and try to figure out who's going to hit and what their strategy might be. You know, the wind can affect it, the temperature can affect it, how crowded it is, how strict security is. If there's a vendor coming down the stairs blocking you, you have to be aware of that before the pitch is thrown. So it's a game within a game within a game, and it keeps me super entertained.
Yeah, you got to have a scouting report, just like the manager in the dugout. And you move around the stadium then, Zach, right field, left field. What if there's a player that's notorious for fouling, a lefty, maybe that's notorious for fouling a bunch of balls off over the third baseline? Would you move, you know, into that area then?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, I tend to be more focused on catching home runs now. I've gotten 81 home runs during games over the years, the two biggest being Mike Trout's first career home run and A-Rod's 3,000th hit, which was a home run. But
yep.
If there's a certain stadium where there's a lot of room to move behind home plate, like Milwaukee in the second deck, or Detroit has a walkway on the lower level behind home plate, Oakland also has a nice walkway, then I might focus more on foul balls. And I remember growing up watching guys like Brett Butler and Wade Boggs. Those were a couple of lefties that just hit a ton of foul balls to the third base side. So if I was sitting over there, I would definitely pay extra close attention.
Yeah, Tony Gwynn, too, was a guy that fouled a bunch of balls.
Absolutely.
Those really keen-eye hitters, they foul, especially with two strikes, they'll foul balls off till they get the pitch they want.
You know it. 3-2, great foul ball count. So look alive, folks.
Absolutely, and with Zach Hampel. And Zach, what's maybe your favorite stadium, or the stadium maybe you feel you have the best odds at, and the stadium maybe there isn't one, the stadium with the worst odds for you?
My favorite for years and years has been Camden Yards in Baltimore. It may go down a notch or two on my list because they have renovated the left field area this offseason. They've knocked out a whole lot of seats and pushed the wall back, and it's a higher wall now. So it's going to be much more crowded in left field because you're going to have the same number of fans showing up for batting practice, but less real estate for people to spread out, and it'll be harder for balls to reach the seats. So that's tough, but there are walkways, there's standing room, it's very friendly there. So I think Camden is still going to rank toward the top. One of the toughest places for me is Busch Stadium in St. Louis. They don't open the gates particularly early, so you don't see much batting practice. It's always crowded. It seems like the Cardinals draw 40,000 plus every game. And the outfield is very segmented. There's railings and there's bullpens, and you can't really roam across sections and sections of seats. So you're kind of limited to one area, and like I said, it's crowded. So Busch Stadium for me is a killer.
Yeah, we're with Zach Hampel, professional baseball nerd, home run ball catcher. And maybe for people that don't live near a major league stadium, Zach, minor league or a college baseball stadium, a good place to get out there and test your skills, maybe trying to catch some balls?
Absolutely. Minor league stadiums can be really fun. A lot of them are built so small that foul balls will fly completely over the grandstand and out of the stadium, so you don't even have to buy a ticket. You can hang out outside. There might be some other guys chasing them down, and of course, don't get hit by a car. Sometimes there's streets or a parking lot. So, you know, that's definitely one way to get them. Spring training, same thing. And all of these smaller stadiums, depending on the outfield configuration, you might have wide open space behind the outfield wall.
Yeah.
Where anybody can just camp out. It might be a chain link fence that you can see right through, or it might be blocked off, it might be restricted, they might have tarps up to block the view. So go and explore. You know, in spring training there are practice fields. Sometimes the best place to catch balls is not even the main stadium where the game is taking place, but out on the practice field. So yeah, I would just encourage people to get out there, try to scope out the opportunities. College baseball is certainly one. Some schools might not want you to keep the ball, they might want you to return it. You know, I played baseball at a Division III school called Guilford College in North Carolina. There wasn't much of a budget, so any balls that flew out of play, it was just kind of expected that the smattering of fans in the bleachers would pick them up and toss them back. But D1 schools, I bet you can probably keep them. So
you can
keep that in mind.
Yeah, you can. And wrapping up here with Zach, and is it good, Zach, maybe to become friendly, introduce yourself to the ushers in the area where you're going to be roaming, so they kind of know you're serious about it too?
Can't hurt, especially if you're 7 years old. You know, I'm a grown up, and sometimes I need to make sure that I shave before I go to a game. The players don't want to give baseballs to people like me. They want to give them to
right.
pretty ladies and little kids, so that's definitely an advantage.
Right, and Zach, great to have you on. What do you want to promote? What do you have coming up? And I know you have some exciting things in the works.
Well, thanks. I'd encourage anyone to check out my YouTube channel, Zach Hampel. You can find me there. There's also a feature-length documentary about me, 95 minutes long, that's out. It's called Zach Campbell versus the World. And it's not just a baseball movie. I think it's one of those things that will appeal to people, you know, who aren't even sports fans, because it's all about my life and how weird I am and how I ended up doing this for a living.
You may be weird to the average person, Zach, but not to the hardcore true baseball fans. So thanks for coming on. Have a great season. And thanks for your time.
Pleasure to talk to you. Thanks a lot.
Thanks.